Today is 9th of May. I apologize to my listeners for a long silence. I didn't have the time and opportunity to deal with new episodes during the last trip. And also, the situation was very tense the days before today. In Russia, 9th of May is celebrated as the day of the victory over the Nazis. And all of Ukraine expected that by this day, Putin would arrange another abomination, announce a general mobilization in Russia, or strike with tactical nuclear weapons on one of the Ukrainian cities. We all prepared for the worst. After all, for Putin and his herd, victory in Second World War has become an excuse for any crimes. They appropriated this victory to themselves and believe that now they can do anything. That victory turned into a whole cult, into a religion which is indoctrinated from childhood, the dogmas of which must be strictly observed. For non-compliance, punishment. In Russia, you can go to jail for saying that both the Nazis and Bolsheviks unleashed World War at once, that year and a half Stalin was an ally of Hitler. But this is the pure truth. Punishment awaits those who dare to say that the Russians are not the only winners in Second World War, that the British, Americans, and a host of our nations also took part in the war against Nazism. The prison is waiting for those who say that without the help of foreigners, without the equipment and weapons provided by them, the Soviet would not have won the war. The new Russian religion is very cruel and deceitful, and as is often the case with dangerous cults, it contradicts itself. Celebrating the victory over Nazism, the Russians themselves become Nazis. Now they believe that they are some kind of superhumans, Ubermans, who can dictate their will to other nations. Putin does his best to pose as a fighter against Nazism, but the fact is that now he is the biggest Nazi in the world. On his orders, as once upon on the orders of Hitler, people in the occupied territories are killed with maximum cruelty. They belong to another nation. In 1945, our grandfathers and great-grandfathers accomplished a real feat. They defeated the aggressive state of the Nazis. In the 21st century, the new state of the Nazis will have to be defeated by ourselves.